Good morning. It is 13 minutes to 8 a.m. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. Now, every Sunday here on the show, we like to take a look at the good news from the week that was, because our news cycle, it is dreary. It is depressing. It can make you really sad. So we like to take a look at some of the lighter notes from the week that was. One of our wonderful producers, Marlene, is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, I had a quick look over what you've bought for us this morning, and I might explode because you've got some of my favourite things in here this morning. We're throwing things all around the studio because we're too excited.
Yes.
So take me through the first piece of good news that you have this week for us.
All right. Well, this story came out a bit earlier in the week, but it was the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who actually paid for a woman's groceries in a supermarket.
This woman can do no wrong.
I mean, just when you thought she couldn't get any cooler.
I know. We can't even call a damn election. And this Prime Minister is like running the country like a boss. I've loved her ever since the start. OG Jacinda fan.
Yes.
But so she was in a supermarket and she noticed.
Yeah, so this mother of two who is ahead of her in the line had forgotten her wallet. And Jacinda Ardern just stepped in like a true hero and paid for her shopping.
I love this. I saw a press conference where this got brought up initially, and a journo asked and said, Jacinda, is it true you paid for a mother's groceries? And rather than big noting the situation and being like, yes, I did. I am a hero. I am the woman of the people.
Yes.
She was like, I did. And then she ended the press conference and left.
Yeah, I love that. It wasn't, you know, I'm trying to make it just being a person doing what. You know,
it was just one mum helping out another mum.
Yeah, because the journalist asked, why did you do it? Mm. And she, you know, like you mentioned, gave a really short answer. And she says, because she was a mum.
That's it.
Mums helping other mums.
Mums, women supporting women.
God,
boom.
I love
them. I just, please, Jacinda, when is your term end in New Zealand? We've got an election coming. We can postpone it until you're ready.
Yeah.
We'll just put someone in the seat for a little while, then come over and be our leader, please.
I think it's amazing that all these countries around the world are just looking on in New Zealand and going, we want someone like her.
Absolutely. And because when she first came to power, she was young. She was the underdog. She was a woman.
Yeah.
And then she had a baby in office. Like everything that that people teared her down for, people are now realizing is what makes her the most incredible leader.
Apparently, she used to be a famous DJ before being a politician.
Yeah, she was a DJ.
Like,
it's the wildest thing, right?
You know someone's cool when they don't even try. You know, that's just
she's
who
so
they
cool.
Are.
She's so cool. Yeah. I just want to be Jacinda Ardern when I grow up. Actually, I don't want to wait that long. I want her to come be our Prime Minister first, and then I'll be like her when I grow up.
Yeah. It's like that lamb ad. God, I love that ad.
Oh my gosh. Share your prime lamb and we'll share our prime lamb if you share your Prime Minister. Please, please. Also, why are we bargaining with New Zealand with lamb? They have a lot of sheep. Lamb is like one of their good exports.
We need to up our game.
We need to up our game. At the moment, all we've given them is like crazy possums that run around and like kill everything.
Mm.
So can we just calm down and beg? I think begging is our only solution. Either way, it's a great story. It's something to make us smile and it's something to make us happy. Now we've got something else. A teacher has done something incredible.
Yes. We've got another woman doing something amazing.
I love the theme. I love the theme.
Yeah. So this is a teacher from America.
Beautiful.
And she teaches a special education class. Now, she regularly posts on Instagram and shares kind of what she does, her initiatives in the classroom. And one of her initiatives was to create this poster in the classroom called the Mental Health Check-In. So this Mental Health Check-In has kind of like about six categories. And then what the students do is they grab a post-it note, write their name on the back so none of the other students can see the name.
Yeah.
And then post it up to kind of talk about what they're feeling today so they can say, I'm great, I'm okay, I'm meh, I'm struggling, I'm having a really bad day and wouldn't mind a check-in, and I'm in a really dark place.
This is beautiful.
So the idea is that if the kids are in those two bottom categories of like really needing a check-in or in a dark place, then the teacher can look at that post-it note behind and know that they should check in.
Yeah, with the kids.
Yeah.
Kids, it can be so hard to teach young people how to express emotions in a healthy way. I think that this is the most wonderful. So they just put their post-it note kind of next to the what they feel. Oh.
Yeah, and it's gone completely viral, and other teachers, you know, she's now made a printable version for other teachers to do. But it's just a great initiative because, I mean, she gets a chance to check in with the kids and she says, you know, high school can just be such a tough place.
Oh, my God, it is the toughest, right?
And having a safe space where they can vent is great.
Yeah.
But also the great idea is that kids can come in and see, oh, look, you know, I'm having a, you know, really bad day. I'm struggling, but look, there are four other students that are struggling too. Yes. I'm not alone.
Yes, this is gorgeous. I think it's a really beautiful way. And it's that kind of way that kids, you don't have to ask directly for the help. Mm. Like they're going to bring that. By the way, the Instagram handle of this woman who posted this, it's Making a Statement Inspired. And she got the idea from another teacher who is Miss Johnson's Journey. So there you go. If you want to check out if any teachers out there need some resources, incredible stuff. I love it. It's gorgeous.
I don't think it's inspired. It's actually Making a Statement in SPED.
SPED.
Which I think is special education.
Whoopsie doops.
That's all right. That's
I had to go to one of those classes because I'm dyslexic. So there we go. There's my introduction. And she's a high school English teacher.
Yeah.
In San Francisco. I love her. I love this woman.
It's what just a beautiful such a great soul. Idea to make a space for mental health and, you know, self-care in the classroom.
Teachers just the absolute angel gem stardust of the universe.
It's pretty cool.
I really hope that everyone has that one teacher. Mm. You know, that teacher that just like absolutely impacted you phenomenally and was like that guiding star in your life that you thoroughly enjoyed. Yeah. I hope everyone has one of those teachers. We got one last story to talk about really quickly, and I'm not going to let it slide because we must talk about it because it is the perfect triangle trifecta of this, good news segment because we've got Jacinda Ardern, amazing teachers, and we've got dogs. We have dogs. Tell me about the dogs.
Okay, so I can see your eyes are all starry.
Yeah.
So Germany actually opened a Dachshund museum.
Oh, my God.
This sausage is dog museum. All things. It's meant to be the world's biggest collection of all things Dachshund.
Oh, God. And I love sausage dogs. They're just the most gorgeous. They're just beautiful. They're wonderful. I love that someone had enough sausage dog paraphernalia to open a museum.
I mean, we were saying this morning just before, like, you didn't know you needed it.
No.
Until
it's there.
And you're like, oh, and this is a hole that you have filled in my life.
I didn't realize that I needed this, but I do. And thanks. So this is in Germany.
Yes.
It's in the Bavarian
small town.
Yeah, of Passau. It's in a Bavarian city because Dachshunds are the national Bavarian dog of choice or something. They're like the iconic Bavarian dog.
Yeah, and it opened in January this year.
Gorgeous.
I mean, it's one of the very few museums you can take your dog into.
Oh, truly?
Yeah, dogs are welcome.
Oh, no. It got better. Oh, no. See, I'm going to Europe at the beginning of next month. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Europe. And I wasn't planning on going to Germany. And I might
but I
have
sold
to
it a little
now.
Bit to you.
stay tuned, too, because Marlene's got something to tell us about for swimming upstream that is completely altering my trip of Europe as well. She's just throwing all those curveballs.
I'm just moving your trip a
little bit. I just love it. I love it. Okay, Marlene, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.